This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man, we're back. This is the Gronk episode, right? Episode 69, the Gronk episode. And, hey, we're starting to do, I don't think we led with Kings ever in our podcast, right?
Maybe once.
Well, we're leading with Kings. Our pucks on that.
We're in, dude.
There you go, dude. I gotta get some Kings gear.
Got the sweater. I figured I had to bust out the sweater, dude, for.
I love it, dude.
We get in,
dude. I love it. Thank you, Dallas Stars. We were the biggest fans last night. They came through. Yeah. Dude, Vegas. That's a disappointing year for them, right? Weren't they just in the final finals a couple of years ago?
It's disappointing, but Vegas can still get in, don't forget.
They need a lot of help.
It's not gonna happen, I don't think, though, because they need to win tonight. I think they're playing right now.
Okay.
They need Dallas to lose a couple, I believe, is what it stands at right now. But yeah, they can still get in, but I mean, if I don't think they're going to, and I think that's a big disappointment.
Well, either way, okay. So the last two games are meaningless. They're resting most of their guys tonight, except for Quick. That's fine for you, right? That's good.
I'm fine with it. We can't move in the standings. We can't move in the standings. We get Edmonton. That's all secured. We cannot get home ice advantage in that series. So everything's locked in.
Okay. Now we preview this series a little bit. We'll talk about it a little bit more next week. But okay, we're scared of McDavid, the best player in the league. And then what's the other guy? Leon. Last name. He's a BS too. Yeah.
But I'm not worried about them, man. I'm not worried about them. We can beat them. I think – did we split the season? I want to say 2-2.
I mean, we watched that amazing game at Yard that one time. We had that game too. Yeah.
So we did lose that one.
3-2, but
– I'm not worried. I like the way the Kings are looking right now, especially since they got fully healthy, except for Doughty. I get it. Doughty, my boy, he's done for the year. But they got everybody else back, and they look really, really strong.
And
they
Quick
have the
seems
momentum
to be,
right now.
Quick's looking really good. This is what you – hey, hot goalie, hot team going in. You never know, man.
That's the thing, and the Kings have the momentum. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, they are the hottest team in hockey right now. Let me just double check. I think they have the longest winning streak. No, I apologize. They're at 4, which is the second hottest team in the league, right now, only to Carolina. If they win tonight, they're tied with Carolina for most win streaks right now. So 5. So this is, dude, you want to go in the playoffs hot, right?
Hey, what do we say? As long as you get in and Bucks hot
get
net,
in.
Quick gets get hot, in. Stays hot. Let's go. We'll be at Yard, right? Everyone wants to see us.
We're turning Gerald into a Kings fan. Gerald will be rooting Kings by the end of the
season. What
the hell? Fuck that. Fuck San Jose. We're going to get Gerald a Kings cowboy hat. And here's the thing about hockey, which we love about hockey. We've said this before. We're going to say it again. And we're going to keep saying this year in, year out. You look at NBA playoffs, which we're going to talk about in a minute.
We'll talk about that.
These first round NBA playoffs, like, it's almost like so far all the chalk is winning. Not going to be the case in hockey.
No,
hockey
wide dude. Open. Are these five game series to start right or now. Seven game? Five
seven.
Game to start.
Everything.
Seven. Okay. That's good.
Everything seven. And I will predict that a wild card does beat a number one seed. I'm calling it right now.
It always happens.
I think
it's
happened every year. I think it's going to happen again.
I don't. Dude, they switched the whole seed. Like, when did they do this playoffs? We're the three seed in the Pacific.
We're going to be the three seed, so we're locked in at that. So that means that every two plays the three.
Okay.
So every two plays a three in the opening round, and all the ones get the wild card teams.
Oh, okay, makes sense. Do people like this playoff thing?
I like it because you know one thing I've been seeing it since they've been doing this now for the past handful of years. There's so much parity. Every single year, I want to say at least one or two wildcard teams have knocked off a number one.
And that's why they say NHL playoff hockey is the best, right? Because there's so much parity, right? You never know. Whereas NBA, we kind of already know. MLB,
NBA,
I guess
it looks
parity.
Like, from the way it's looking right now in the NBA playoffs, we'll talk about it in a minute, but 1 through 4 are going to get through from both conferences, it looks like.
Exactly, and it probably for sure. But man, I'm pumped up. This is gonna be fun. We're gonna be this Yard's gonna be legendary, right? Especially
we get the Kings. We went to a spot this past weekend. We were down at
we have to go.
Tom's Watch Bar or whatever.
We don't have to do that.
That place is gonna be electric.
Yeah, it is.
All those places down there are gonna be electric. Even the Yards down there. We might have to make a cameo with Gerald down at the Yards downtown LA Live.
Yeah.
for these Laker games.
How much are the tickets?
Did I just say No, I did.
You just said that.
Just kidding.
I just how much are tickets going to be on those freaking Kings games? We might have to get a freaking we'll see.
Talk to our sponsors.
Actually, it's better to watch with the boys, always, right? Always.
That place is going to be electric, hopefully.
I know.
I mean, so, that place has to have every single Kings game with the sound. I don't want to see, you know, game one of the Warriors versus I don't want to see that.
I don't want to be at Yard House Burbank and they're playing fucking Elton John while we're trying to watch, right? Oh, put sound on, Danny, whoever the manager is now. Come on.
You do love when they play the 80s bangers though.
That's true. Sometimes it helps when, especially when the Dodgers were losing.
You do love those 80s bangers at Yards.
I do love that. But props to the
Pucks Kings. On net.
Pucks on Kings, props to the Kings. First time since 2018, right? So
it's been a while.
All right. Been a while. And, dude, I'm pumped.
Clicking. We're clicking. Everything's Let's going. Go. The wheels on the locomotive are all going. Let's go.
Let's go. Anything else before? We'll talk more about it. Series next week,
still,
right?
Still
we don't even know when it's going to start, games. Right? Yeah. Yeah. We don't know what's going to
start. Okay. Playoffs start May 2nd. We don't know when our series, I think we're the only series that's actually locked in. Every other series is still other teams can move.
Hey, kind of advantage to us, right? We already know what we're dealing with. And we
know exactly what we're doing. We know exactly who we're playing. We got
yes.
It. Let's go.
It's got this. And let's talk about, I mean, I know it's only April. And Dodgers still the hottest team, of course. But dude, what do we can't lose series to Colorado and Arizona. 2-3 to let's talk about the good first, because I think Buehler heard us. I just said his first three starts were decent, and then he does the first complete game. He was first complete game shutout since 2018, since Ryu, dude. I mean, I know it's against Arizona. I know it's against it, but dude, amazing. Looked, this is the Buehler we want. You're the ace now, right? This is what you gotta do.
This is absolutely the Buehler we want. The one thing that kind of, I think, was a little frustrating, I still don't think that the team, yes, we've put up a whole bunch of runs in some games, but I feel like the team is still not getting like a ton of hitting for some of our key pitchers in key matchup games.
Yeah. Well, okay. So Buehler, what did you think of Buehler's performance? I love that he said, no, I ain't fucking, that's what we thought Kershaw was going to do in his perfect game, but Kershaw's a little bit older now. We already discussed that. Buehler is that dog, man. He's like, no, Robert, you're not taking me out. I'm doing the complete game, right? That's what we love about him. He's always been that way.
I loved Buehler. I love his attitude that he's showing right now. Again, you know, most of that game, they only had two runs. They need to score more runs for him.
So is Buehler
feeling like that?
Are they going to give him the freaking Kershaw treatment like they did when Kershaw was always dominating? We scored like two runs.
They might. I'm worried that they're going to do that, but hopefully not, because this is a way different team than when Kershaw was there. I actually think though, I'm interested to see what happens if Buehler gets in that situation again. Are they going to let him go? Are they going to leave him in for the whole entire? We might not see that happen again this year.
Yeah, maybe not. All right, so let's talk about a little bit of the negatives. Actually, let's talk about people who are struggling, because it seems every time we talk about people struggling, they bounce back.
They come through. They come through. Mook with a big huge.
Yeah, Mook, Buehler, and then so JT. I know. I think he usually struggles at the beginning of the year anyways, but are we concerned about JT? I know he's a little bit older.
I am concerned because I don't think he's used to this role yet. I think him not playing the everyday third base, I think is kind of weird and new for him. I think he's still trying to feel that out. And I think mentally he's trying to find his spot in the lineup.
The DH spot, right?
DH. Yeah. I think it's a mental thing right now.
But you know what?
He comes through for his clutch.
He'll come through.
JT, he's come through for us so many times.
And he's a big clubhouse guy. We need him. So
exactly.
There was a stat. So over final 17 innings of the series against Arizona, by the way. So this Dodgers offense scored only one run against Arizona.
That's what's worrisome. And this is an Arizona team prior to this series had only scored 22 runs in the entire season. Don't forget, just before the Dodgers played Arizona, Arizona was losing 1-0 at home. Had the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth
with no
outs, and they could not score. That's the Arizona we just lost 2-3-2.
Okay, so it's a little bit of like, oh, shit, we're in Arizona. Who cares? And Arizona always plays up for us. It seems like, even though we always still beat them, but they always play up for us. Like Peralta, they're still mad we jumped in the pool.
They're still mad we jumped in the pool. That's what it is.
Yeah. Just whatever. I mean, it's 2 or 3. You can't do it, but we got to.
I'm not worried.
Yeah, I know.
We got Detroit at home. Yeah.
That's a sweep.
Followed by San Francisco. That's a series.
That's a series right there.
We're looking ahead to the San Francisco. That's going to be a great series.
It's still April. Talk to us in freaking what, June, July, right? But we're just saying.
Good thing is, I will say this. We talked in the last pod. I threw it out there that I was a little concerned about Urias's drop in velocity that he was showing so far.
Yeah.
He pitched a gem today. It was a day game against Arizona.
Yeah.
Pitched a fantastic game, but again.
No run support.
Hit. No run support. The guy threw a great game.
And then what about these errors by Lux and Muncy, dude? We can't put Muncy at third in. I don't know.
I agree.
Errors are going to happen, of course. Errors are going to happen, but.
What are your thoughts on that? Put JT back at third, Muncy DH?
Maybe just so JT's used. Well, going back to what you said, JT's more used to a play on the field than going back. Maybe he's a little.
We have a lot of options. Dude, yeah. We have so many options. We could put Muncy at second and DH Lux. We could put Muncy at first and DH Freeman. We have so many options. I think Roberts is going to have to figure it out and play with these options. I can't think of another team in the league that has more options than we do right now.
So we're fine. It's nothing. We're just saying it just can't lose 2 or 3 against Arizona. It can't happen. We got to sweep these. And then –
it's a long season, though. You know, we might look back at this series and not even remember it or care
about it. I know. And then another positive, I think, well, May's still like a couple months away, but he's doing bullpen sessions. Victor Gonzalez might be back soon. And what's his name? Ferguson might be back soon, too. So bullpen helps on the way. So what are they saying about Trinan?
Trinan hurts.
Doesn't
sound great. The other one is the one we talked about is – why am I blanking on him right now? They're saying Haney,
does not sound great. Now, remember at first we thought day to day, what is it now?
Doesn't, but he has not resumed throwing yet. He's still on the IL. We'll see what that's all about. We have to fill that one out, but
get him out of the way now, right?
Exactly. We're still waiting for Kershaw, get it out of the way now.
Yeah, seriously. Anything else to touch on, Dodgers? I mean, JT, little concern, right?
Whatever. Overall theme here is we're fine. We'll be all right.
That's it. I know. Just if we didn't before this Arizona series, we were the hottest team, right?
Yeah.
And dude, San Diego. Can we just go back to San Diego? Dude, I hate that team. And we took 2 or 3. And that Saturday loss, we should have won. And then people are still mad about the Ghost Runner during the season. Does it bother you? I guess only when your team loses it bothers you, right? But
when it bothers you, yeah, of course. But but. That's just a typical fan. We're just being typical fans there when it bothers us.
As long as it's not during the playoffs and they changed it, right?
Exactly.
And another thing I still don't get, which you don't get, are like, is the switch off or on, or is that next year?
Apparently that might be next year's. I thought it was this year, but they're doing it every single game. So I'm assuming it's next year.
I'm confused on that.
Get your shit straight, Manfred. Hey, like, Manfred, what are these rules here, Manfred?
And then the balls, and then people are talking about the balls not being, you've seen that lately, right?
The humidifiers and, dude, you know what? Bring back the steroid era. Just let everybody roid.
Well, they're not testing for steroids, so maybe people are probably
just let everybody roid. Get Mark McGwire as the hitting coach and Sammy Sosa. Get all these guys as hitting coaches and just pass out syringes.
Hey, that's when it was the best. That's when it was the best in the league.
It was. But I think Detroit. I hope we're not looking ahead. I know it's only a 2-game. We only played 2 games against 3. San Fran, I believe.
Okay, 2 against San Fran. Looking ahead to San Fran is what you're saying, but I think they're so pissed off that we lost 2 or 3 to Arizona. We'll bounce back. Yeah,
thank God we finally get an off day, so we do have an off day, and then it's 3 at home against Detroit, and then I believe it's only 2 at home against San Fran, and then we hit the road immediately after.
We got some big series coming up.
We go to Chicago. We hit the Midwest. We hit Chicago. Okay. I believe we hit Pittsburgh, and then we play Philly, but I don't know. I can't remember if Philly's in Philly or if Philly's back home.
I love that road trip, right?
Those are the next 5 series: Detroit, San Fran, Cubs, Pirates, Philly. So
all right, so we're good. No, no concern at all. I'm just saying you can't lose 2 or 3 to Arizona, right?
Positive. If you do it now.
Yeah, if you do it now, I'm Prosser Bueller. He was probably listening. You had to, right?
Mm-hmm. He was. Mookie was listening to these guys.
Mookie was listening.
Get him on.
Yeah, I know. Next. All right. Do you want to talk playoffs or Champions League, man?
We could go a little bit of both. I mean,
playoffs. Can we just get past playoffs?
We'll talk about round one of NBA playoffs.
Nets are frauds. But dude. Then, hey, Lakers won as much playoffs games as they did, right? Dude, so
can I also say who are the two teams that at least started the season with the big three on both teams? And guess what? Combined, how many playoff wins they had?
Much as us, much as talking the year no, dude. We're all tied.
We're not counting play-in games either. We're not counting play-in games.
We are all tied.
What is going on with that team? Where do they go from here?
I don't know. Did you see what Kyrie said after? Like Jared was saying, like, "Oh, me and Kevin are manager, doing general manager."
But KD has now come out and saying, "I don't want to do that."
Is that what he said?
KD is coming out. That's another thing. I'm not trying to be the manager.
This is another thing, dude. It's a Knicks town, and just like Lakers, it's a Lakers town. No one really gives a shit about the Nets either, dude. No one cared about, dude. Right? I don't even know why they're playing for the Nets, to be honest, dude. Jay-Z money.
They got that Jay-Z money. Yeah, that's the only reason why.
Nets fans don't care about basketball. It's all about the Knicks out there, just like it's all about the Lakers out here.
Exactly. You go to New York, where do you want to go? Madison Square Garden or the Barclays Center? Madison Square Garden, like, right?
Yeah.
Right across the street from Penn Station right there. I mean, that's where you're going. You're going to Manhattan.
Yes. So the first round, well, no, we're going to continue since we don't need seven-game series, but what's the good ones? I mean, we thought the Nets Celtics would go far. Obviously, it didn't. I'm loving the T-Wolves Memphis series, right? That's the best one.
I am loving that Morant. I could watch Morant play all day long.
That guy's he's only 22, man. That's crazy. You think that will go seven?
I kind of do hope it goes seven just so I can see Morant dunk the ball
just
again.
To watch more. I know for sure. And then, dude, is Philly really going to blow a 3-0 lead?
They might, but I just can't picture it happening. I don't. If they blow a 3-0 lead, that'd be the greatest thing that happens to the Nets. Because people stop talking about us. We get to focus on Harden now.
Who? That guy's, oh my gosh. Him and Ben Simmons. Who's worse, man? These guys are just.
I think it's Harden at this point because you know what? I was listening to I was listening to The Herd.
Okay. And The Herd I thought you were gonna say Bayless. I was like, oh no.
Fuck, dude, I can't listen to that guy. I was listening to The Herd. The Herd brought up some great points, dude. If you look at Harden, dude, Harden's that guy. As The Herd said, he's the guy that's been closing down the nightclubs. He's the guy that goes out and parties. Always, he's the guy that shows up 20 pounds overweight, the belly and all this stuff. And now look at him. He's stumbling on the court. He can't blow guys.
He looks like a totally different player. What the hell happened? It's because he's out at Tom's bar with us instead of being freaking. I don't know, man. So can we just move on? We need Bucks Celtics. That's gonna be an amazing series, right? We already talked. I think it is.
I like Boston though. I think Boston right now. The fact that they just swept the Nets and just said basically "fuck you, Brooklyn." We don't give a shit what you're bringing. We're gonna beat you straight up. I think Boston rolls right now. I think they're
Celtics Warriors series finals would be amazing. But I still can't bet against Giannis right now, dude. I don't know. You think Celtics?
It's gonna be a great series. Yeah. It's gonna be a great series. Bucks and Celtics. I still think the Celtics take it.
Yeah, and I want Heat Sixers for sure. That's gonna be a hell of a series too. If Sixers get past Toronto, I hope so.
They have to. If they blow that, oh my god.
West, obviously, Warriors are looking amazing. Is Booker going to come back? That's the main question.
But they're saying 2 to 3 weeks. They're saying 2 to 3 weeks, and it's already been how many? Has it been a full week yet?
I don't know, but you got to favor. Obviously, you got to favor Warriors right now. Luka, dude, they're gonna. Can we get Utah out of here? I hate watching that team. We need Luka in the next round, right?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think. The Suns, I think, should still be fine. They should still get past New Orleans
tomorrow. So they play in New Orleans tomorrow, right?
Yes, correct. Okay. And 76ers are at Toronto tomorrow. So 76ers, dude, you're on upset alert. 76ers, dude. You got all the pressures on you, Philly.
Do you think Suns close it out tomorrow? Or do you think they Pelicans force the game seven, dude?
I think the Suns are going to close it out eventually. I think the Suns get through. I just don't think the Pelicans have enough. I think
Ingram's coming out party. Miss that guy.
Yep. Series to watch right now, I think, is the Memphis versus Minnesota.
That's the one I've watched the most. Same with you, right? Some of these, it's not watchable, right? You already know who's going to, right?
You know what I mean? I think the Warriors end it. The Warriors are going to end it tonight. I think they'll end it tonight.
They're favorable like 12 in a closeout game, right? So that's done. Yeah. And then,
but I think when it comes down to it, I think the Warriors. I think the Warriors are hot right now, dude.
They got Klay back, Draymond. They got the old Warriors, and then it's Jordan Poole guys coming out of nowhere. So,
because who would be in the second round? The second round would be.
That's the thing. I don't think it's Suns Warriors because it's one and two. No. Yeah, okay, so it would be dude, Luka against Warriors would be amazing. Or is it Luka against
No, it would be Suns Warriors because it would be, let me double check here. It would be,
I thought they were 1 and 2 seeds, no?
No, Memphis is the two.
Memphis is the two?
Memphis is the two. Golden State and then Dallas is the four. That's what it is. Dude, well, so, yeah.
We need Morant. We need Luka in the next round, right? That's what we need, right?
That's what the NBA is hoping for, too, at this point. The NBA needs that badly.
Okay, so Memphis is the two. Okay, so they would play against Warriors. Memphis against Warriors is a hell of a series, and then Mavs against Suns, right? Or whatever.
So, happens. Hold on. Where are we? I got us. So right now we would be looking at Phoenix versus Dallas. If those series go.
There's been some great matches back in the day, right? With the freaking Dirk against Steve Nash.
Oh, that's very true. Yeah, think about that. Yeah. But then here's the thing: Golden State could play Memphis. Dude, that could be. that might be one of the best series to watch.
What's better, that or Bucks Celtics?
That's tough. That's tough. I think.
So just get us to the second round because the first round has been, like we said, shaky, a little shaky. Huh?
You know what? I got to say one more thing too, because you've been saying this and you got me as a believer now. Miami, the most disrespected one seed
of all time, I think. Playoffs. I think of all time. Dude, the Hawks were in the East Finals last year.
Dude, we're talking Boston, Milwaukee. We're talking Golden State, the Suns. Nobody's talking about.
They just beat the Hawks in five, and two of their best players. They rested because they knew their team's still gonna beat them, dude. I know, Heat man.
Most disrespected. I'm with you on that one. I agree 100%. That was a great call on your part.
And they're gonna play.
Careful.
And then they're gonna play who? Then they have to get to a winner, Philly, Toronto. Oh, they'll beat one of those, right? For sure.
Yep.
Because you know Harden will choke, and then Toronto is just – they won't beat the Heat. So, we'll see. It's going to get interesting down the stretch for sure.
Harden's going to go down to Miami and play some road games in Miami. You know he's going to be down to South Beach partying it up on the off day.
Can we get a future on Miami? Put the future in now, right?
Dude, Miami, man. Careful. If it's Miami and Boston in the conference final for the East – I think it's a phenomenal series.
And then obviously we want Booker back and we want Suns against Warriors, right?
Suns Warriors at this point.
Or even Luka getting past Warriors, which I don't think he has enough on the team to get past them, right?
But maybe I'd watch Booker versus Memphis.
Yeah. Oh, I know, dude. Ja, dude, that guy is unreal, man.
Ja?
So that's a little playoff update. It's been all right. It's been decent, but it's only the first round.
Yeah, some of these games have been watchable, but at the end of the day, it's like chalk is going to take over. It's all chalk in the first round.
Everyone thought the Bulls are back, and then Bucks were like, no, this is over.
Sit down, Caruso.
And who's still getting COVID these days? Levine's had it like 10 times. What is he? He must not be wearing his mask.
COVID, what's that?
I know. I still don't know how Paul George and him still get it these days.
Oh my god!
Okay, so let's get into soccer. First, you want to talk? I mean, I know you didn't get to watch. I didn't get to watch either, but you did say Inter's not going to lose another game, and I can't believe this. This is huge, right?
This is ginormous for me. I mean, we're just talking to me right now at this point. Yeah, this is huge. Huge. I didn't think they were going to lose another game. They weren't at home, right? No, they were on the road. They had a game in hand, so they had an extra game. They just had to win out, and they have an easy schedule. Their last five games are not against any single team in the top half of the table. They're not playing a single team in the top 10 of that table.
Okay, so now with that loss, how pretty are you guys sitting? How pretty is AC Milan sitting, dude?
We have to win out. We
face some tough teams coming up, huh?
We play 7, 8, 9, and 10. We played 4 top 10 teams. Literally, we play the 7 seed, the 8 seed, the 9 seed, and the 10 seed. Out of 20, don't forget. So we're playing all top half of the table teams here.
How many games are at home?
2-2. It's 2-2. The 4 games left. Inter has a very easy schedule. They're playing 3 of the bottom teams out of their 4.
Okay, but you didn't. But that's what I'm saying. But you, as long as you said they don't win out, hey, they lost today. That's huge.
That's the thing. But now,
you guys got to come through.
Now we need to come through. The good thing is we got a lot of guys healthy now. Zlatan's
back, right? Is he going to play more games or is he going to come in late in the games? What's the deal? I never know.
I think he's going to come in late in the games. I don't think they want to rush a key big injury to him. But, hey, he had the assist for the game winner in the 90-something minute this past weekend.
Has Giroud always been this good?
Yeah, he's always been very, very solid. He's always been extremely good.
Guy's clutch, man.
In Chelsea, Premier League, at Chelsea, for the French team. So he's always been kind of clutch. He's kind of one of those strikers. He's kind of like a Lewandowski type of guy. He's not a big control the ball. He's just kind of get the ball in the key spot and he scores. We got a live update right here. The Kraken have scored. It is 1-0.
Hey, Seattle. Dude, I was going to text you today, too. The Kraken would have been an amazing bet today, right? What was the line? Because, you know, Kings are probably celebrating freaking last night at Tom's.
Down in, where are they? Huntington?
Hermosa, yeah. They probably were at the north end down there. I would have been.
Let's see. We'll get a live bet. Get a live bet.
Yeah, but what's the 1-0? It's probably too late now, man.
LA was -145, so I gotta say Seattle was at least +150.
Could have got some plus money on that.
180.
Could have got some plus money on that. What are we doing? But okay. Do you want to talk about this? Is about the main thing, Champions League. What's your thoughts on the first 2 games, dude? I'm gonna keep saying Benzema, bro. Benzema all day, every day.
I think I'm going to be 1-1 here. I think I'm going to be 1-1. Actually, you know what? I will say this. I was wrong on one thing. I did say watch out for Villarreal. I said Liverpool, be careful. But if you do remember, I did say the final will be Real Madrid versus Liverpool.
You did. Did it end up 2-0 today or 3-0?
Ended up 2-0.
Okay, Liverpool, which is actually pretty good for them, right? In Liverpool, it's not bad.
It is. They need to go. Now they're going back to Spain. They're going back to Villarreal. Villarreal needs 2 goals just to tie it. So, I mean, hey, anything can happen. Anything can happen if they get that crowd rowdy and they get that stadium rocking. Could throw fits for Liverpool. But the big thing is, here's Man City. I know you won the game and I know you scored 4, but you just gave up 3 in your home stadium,
which is
in the Etihad,
to
Real Madrid, a team that is honestly, who wants to play Real Madrid right now? Nobody. You saw what Real Madrid did to Chelsea. Right? Saw what they did to PSG. Nobody wants to play them. They're going to do the same thing to Man City. I'm calling it. I think Real Madrid comes out. I think they're going to win that game next week, and I think they're going to get the goals they need, and I think they're going to knock Man City out again.
They're down 4-3.
They're down 4-3. They're down 1 goal, and they're going
home. They're down 1 goal, going home. And, you know, Ben, dude, how many goals is Benzema going to score? Dude, that 1 goal by, Vinicius Junior? Dude, that was unbelievable.
Junior?
Yeah.
When is here's a stat. Somebody looked this up. When is the last time Benzema did not score in a Champions League game? He scored every single – how many goals does he have right now?
I know you hate the guy, but he always comes
through. Can't stand the guy, but he's Mr. Champions League, I guess. You got Jeter, Mr. November. You got Reggie is Mr. October. Dude, fucking Benzema is Mr. Champions League right now.
Where did he play before Real?
He was in England.
Where? What team?
Tell you right now, I can't remember. He's been with Real for so long, and I remember when he came over, there was all that scrutiny. I take it back. He was in Lyon. That's right. He was in the French league. He was in Lyon.
Did he dominate?
Probably. He was in Lyon. He played phenomenal. And don't forget, he's been around for a long time. I'll tell you right now, his first professional season in Lyon was in 2004.
Holy shit! But he's never been a likable guy. Not really.
Not really. I think there's always been some controversy around him. There's always been a lot of, I mean, I think a lot of like kind of a racist stuff towards him too, as well. Because think, you know, as a Frenchman, he's naturalized as a citizen of France, but he's really like a Muslim French.
Okay.
And so I think that he's always had to face that, and these certain parts of France don't look kindly on that. You know,
everyone
so.
Seems to love him now, right?
At least in Madrid.
Yeah,
at least in Madrid. And don't forget, he was also involved in that really huge, there was a very, very huge scandal with him. Actually, I think Giroud was actually part of that scandal.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean, it went to court. It was kind of crazy. It was a blackmail scandal.
Oh, shit. Well, he comes, yeah. What do we call him? He's Mr. Champions League right now?
Mr. Champions League right now. I actually want to take a look back and see when is the last time this fucking guy has not scored.
Because at this point, you know when goals. He scores, because I'll text you. Yeah, I know at least 2 goals. I know it's always plus 800, dude. We're missing out on free money.
So he had 1 in the second game against Chelsea.
Uh-huh. 3 in one of them, right?
He had 3 in the first game against Chelsea. So
that
he
was 24-1. That was 24.
Real Madrid beat Chelsea 5-4 on aggregate. He had 4 of the 5 goals. I mean, and then you look back at what he did against PSG. Let's see. The first game against PSG, they lost 1-0, so they didn't score any goals.
Yeah.
But then I'm pretty sure, didn't he single-handedly pretty much beat PSG
two?
In the second game?
I'm pretty sure he scored 2.
Dude, he had all 3.
So he has two hat tricks.
Yeah, they beat PSG 3-1, and he had all 3 of them.
Oh man!
Crazy. So I mean, the guys add that up, and I think in his last five games, he's got 7 goals.
How do you go against them? You're right. Next week, how do you go? I know Man City's Man City, but dude, next you're right. Dude, is it next week?
It is next week. Okay, City pretty much just has to get a defender.
I think I'm with you on this.
Hold on to his shirt. That's the only way you can do. You just got to hold on to his shirt. You need to get a guy. You know what you need to do? You need to take a central defender. Stay on him like white on rice. Get a yellow card. The minute you get a yellow card, sub that defender out. Get another defender in there. Who cares if he gets another yellow card? You might just have to keep fouling the guy. This is like, dude, remember Hack-a-Shaq when the Queens tried to play Hack-a-Shack against the Lakers? Yeah, and they just sent it, kept on saying the line. That's what you might have to do. Just keep fouling the guy until you get a yellow card. Sub that guy out for
the
next
guy.
They got
to do something, right? Because none of the teams, it's not working, whatever they're doing before all this. So,
dude, he's just finding.
You're right. I think I'm right with you on this, dude. It's going to be electric there, right? Do you see them winning? They win 2-0. It's a wrap, right?
This is going back to Madrid. I think Madrid takes it.
I don't think my cousin can handle another loss like that. Man City loss.
If I'm Madrid right now, after just losing 4-3 in the Etihad,
I'm scoring 3 goals, and the Man City never gives up goals, right?
I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I'm chalking that up as a win.
They seem to actually.
Now you're going
5.
Back home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, this is what Real Madrid does in the Champions League. This is why they're the most successful team in the Champions League. They know how to win these games. The stadium, the fans, they know what to bring next week Bernabeu in Madrid. And I think Real Madrid rolls. Dude, I thought Man City, I'm nervous.
I'm always at work for these guys. I wish I had a soccer bar for these games, man. It'd be so fun. We're always at work. It's always during the week,
epic.
Right?
I know. So they play next Wednesday. So they flip flop. So the Tuesday game is the Villarreal Liverpool.
Okay, then they play Wednesday. Okay.
The Wednesday game is the Real City game.
But the final game is always on a Sunday, right? So at least we have that.
Saturday.
Okay. Oh, even better. Okay. All right.
The final. I forgot what day the finals, but it should be on a Saturday.
Okay, we're definitely got to watch that.
It might be the 21st or 28th of May. It's 21st or 28th of May, I believe.
Okay. Anything else we need to talk about? We got Kings. Let's go. Pucks on net. Dodgers. Can't lose to Arizona, but we're fine. It's April. Almost May, but playoffs. Let's get to the second round, right?
I know. Let's go. End this first round.
And then soccer. It's big now. And the leagues are still going on too, right? That's another thing. It's always still going on, but who clinched? So
Bayern.
Okay, Bayern's good. AC,
Bayern clinched. Yeah, uh-huh. Italian league, I think, is going to come down to the very final day, which is the 21st. It's going to come down all, or 22nd, sorry, the 22nd is all going to come down on the final day.
And then EPL's been going back and forth because you want to make that top four for Champions League, right?
Correct.
Okay, so Arsenal, Tottenham, they're all kind of right there.
And right now, Man U, dude. Man U's going the opposite direction. They're going the opposite direction. But don't forget, City and Liverpool are separated by 1 point.
Oh, my gosh. See, how's the thing? How do you rebound from a Champions League game and then you still got to – aren't they? Don't they play each other one more time or are they done?
I think they're done. They do not play each other again unless they meet in the final.
Which they never do that, right?
No, Premier League? Final of Champions League. Unless they meet in the final of the Champions League.
But Premier League, they don't do final, just whatever most points at the end, right?
Yeah, most points at the end. They're done. They won't play each other again. I'm looking right now, Man City's schedule doesn't look too difficult.
But you could have a letdown spot because you're also playing the Champions League, right?
Yep. They definitely could. I'm looking at Liverpool's schedule. Looks like they play some of the same teams. Actually, Liverpool's got Tottenham and Chelsea left.
Oh, shit.
Oh, excuse me. The Chelsea game's for the FA Cup. Sorry. So that's not a league game, but they do have Tottenham at home.
They're at home or Tottenham's at home?
They're at home against Tottenham. Then, so they're in Liverpool.
Unless your boy
Harry Kane can happen.
Lock him out.
Down the last month. We got 1 month left of all these big leagues. Yeah. Some of them are going to come down to the final day.
I'm just excited for NHL playoffs, dude. That's going to be
– me too.
Dude, I'm pumped.
Next week. Can't wait.
Can't wait, dude. Oh, man. All right, dude. We'll go Dodgers. We'll sweep the Tigers, right? And then we got the Giants series, right?
Go Kings, go. Pucks on net.
Later, bro.
Later, man.